Hey there, multi-prep teachers. You know how professional development never seems to quite get to what we need? It's like, great idea, but how do I make this work when I have 3+ preps to juggle? That's exactly why I created the Simplify Your Preps Collective. It's a free Facebook group built just for teachers like you, where we share tips, resources, and real talk about making multi-prep teaching less overwhelming and more doable. Sound like your kind of space? Head to kristenmasick.com/collective and join us today. Let's simplify together.
Welcome to the Secondary Teacher Podcast, the podcast for middle and high school teachers juggling multiple preps to get the strategies to reduce overwhelm so that you don't have to choose between being an effective teacher and prioritizing important relationships. I'm your host, Kristen Masick, a 10-year high school engineering teacher, former middle school assistant principal, and teacher coach. Every week, we will discuss strategies, systems, and time-saving tips to help you not only survive, but thrive as a multiple prep teacher.
I know that I am not alone here in feeling overwhelmed when you go back as a teacher. We started last week as teachers. We went back, and that first day back, I was wondering, what am I supposed to do right now? I have so many things to do, but what am I supposed to do? And this really hit me hard this year, especially coming back after maternity leave, because I had a big list of things that I left at the end of the school year. And now I'm counting down the days until school starts, but trying to figure out, what am I supposed to be doing yet? What's my priorities? And I know I'm not alone here. So let me go back and remind myself, while letting you know the process to go through to figure out how to prioritize what you could and should be working on. And this can work throughout the school year, not just on the first back to school days for teachers. Before we get started, I want to remind you, or I guess validate, that you might be needing to work more hours these first few weeks than you really would like to. The idea behind these first few weeks, or what you're wanting to work on these first few weeks, are going to be systems that will save you time later on. It is perfectly fine and acceptable to be spending more time than you want to during this first back to school, so that down the road you can work the hours that you would like to work. Let's get started. You are going to brainstorm, and it's more of like a brain dump. You are going to dump everything that you can think of that you need to have done, whether that's before school starts or through the first 3 days of school. I like to kind of think about the first 3 days of school, because that usually can get you through either like a partial week if you are starting on like a Wednesday, or just get you going. But thinking about what you need to get accomplished during that, just brain dump everything and anything that you can think of. Now, before you start prioritizing and figuring out what you're going to do first from that brain dump, I want you to break down each of those tasks into smaller tasks. We're going to be talking about things that are like 15 to 30 minutes max. In reality, when the school year is in full swing, those are going to be the pockets of time that you're going to have. Even during your prep period, if you have an hour and a half prep, more likely than not, you're not going to be able to spend an entire hour and a half focused on one large task. In order to feel good about yourself, get that dopamine hit, cross things off your list, you are going to want to have 15 to 30 minute tasks. And those small tasks are also going to allow us to batch things together. So we've got the big, huge brain dump, and then you're going to go through and you are going to make some of those tasks smaller. Those things that are longer than a half an hour, how can you make them smaller? If you have no idea where to even start with this, there is an online tool. I will link it in the show notes, but it is called goblin.tools is the website, and there is a magic to-do list, and it breaks down things so you don't have to. And what you do is, there is a place for you to write in what you would like to have it break down. And then there are some peppers, I'm not really sure why, but it's a spiciness level. How much do you want it to break it down? Do you want to keep them big tasks? That would be one pepper. Or you can go, I think it's all the way up to five peppers. It would really break it down into smaller tasks. And then you can see what it outputs. Here is an example. I put in there that I want to review my course roster to identify students who have any flags. If they have IEP, if they are multilingual learners, if they have health conditions, etc. And I want to be able to do that before school starts. I put it in there and it broke it down into tasks or smaller tasks. The first one is access the course roster document or system. Locate the section that lists students enrolled in the course. Review the list of students for any indicators of flags. Identify and highlight students who have flags noted. Make a note of the specific type of flag associated with each identified students. Cross-check any additional documentation. Compile the information, confidentiality, and then review your findings to confirm accuracy. There are some of those things on there, reviewing your findings, like some things I could delete from that, but it gives me a pretty good idea of the step-by-step. If all I had time to do was to get through maybe three of those tasks, then I would still feel accomplished and I know where I'm going to move on or start from the next time I can sit down and finish this task. Using that goblin.tools can be a really good way if you're not really sure exactly the subtasks that might go along with that larger task. Now, estimating how long things are going to take does take some time to figure out because we are usually generally really bad at estimating how long something is going to take. We are usually thinking that it's going to take a lot less time than something actually does. If you would like to go the extra mile, you can time how long it takes to do certain tasks, or that can be something that's more advanced that you do a little bit further down the road when it comes to some tasks that you're repeating throughout the school year. Okay, now that you have an idea of the tasks that you would like to have accomplished, there might be some things that you can automatically remove from that list, something that other people can do for you, specifically your students. Really look at that list and see if there are things that your students could do. If there's anything about stapling or putting together things or maybe rearranging the desks or something like that that students could do, have them do it. Go through that list first and move anything over that students or maybe a student TA or a teacher's aide or your copy center or whatever other resources you have available or will have available once school starts, have them take on those tasks. You are going to be delegating whenever possible. Then, now that you are ready to put together what you're going to be working on and when, look at the amount of time that you have during a given day or a given time to work. You can only do the number of tasks or the time of tasks that you have available. If you have 6 hours of tasks to do, you cannot accomplish that in an hour and a half. Be realistic about what things you can put in and look to see what things can be moved to another day, another time, and once again, somebody else, if it was something that you were hanging on to, but now you really feel like someone else can do this for me. As you are starting to figure out what you're going to be doing and starting to actually accomplish those tasks, I want to give you a few warnings. The first one is just to remind you that you are a human and you are going to want to do the path of least resistance, something that's not going to take a lot of time or something that is going to seem cognitively easy. Easy would be decorating your classroom rather than planning for your first few days of school. You ask yourself, am I working on the right things? And then the next question that I also want you to ask yourself is, will this save me time later? Those are going to be your priority tasks. Anything that you can do that will help save you time later, having your students put that together, that might save you time later because you can just push it off to them and they can do it for you so you're not having to spend any time on it at all. So as you are coming back on these first days of school as you're getting back into your rhythm. Remember this process for prioritizing your tasks. First, brain dump, then break down your tasks into 15 to 30 minute chunks. Remove things from your list that can be delegated or done by others, and then look at the time that you have available and only schedule things that fit into that window that you are committed to doing. If you found this episode helpful, it could be helpful for others. To help spread the word about this podcast, take a screenshot of this episode, add it to your IG stories, and tag me at Kristen Masick, K-H-R-I-S-T-E-N-M-A-S-S-I-C. Until next week.